The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
If you watch that game, you realize that Drew Brees literally physically cannot throw the ball down the field.
Yeah, and this isn't last year's Texans defense.
Yeah, so I've talked a lot about Tom Brady. Drew Brees has certainly lost a step, too, to the point where I was thinking, man, maybe they'd be better off if they put Jameis Winston in, which is kind of crazy to say out loud, but it's not impossible that the Saints have a better chance of being a big-time passing offense if Jameis Winston is in there. And Lance brought up a good point to John. You know, when they win a game, when Deshaun makes a big play, we don't say, oh, what a great play by like Bill O'Brien drew up. What a great win for Bill O'Brien. When they win, Deshaun gets the credit. When they lose, Bill O'Brien gets the blame. That's not how it should work.
No, they both should share the blame.
Exactly.
I still think it's more O'Brien's fault than it is Watson's, but it's time to quit just giving Watson a pass.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. You missed the first 2 hours. Pretty much all the same stuff we did yesterday.
A lot of it.
But we mixed it up a little bit and got onto some positive news there at the end of the hour. So there's that. All available at podcastarena.com and some different conversations, but mostly involving your Texans and how they're just basically...
I mean, it's football season. You're going to hear a lot of Texans conversations here.
Yeah, I wish there was a better conversation to have about them.
I think every Texans fan wishes that too.
I mean, even if they were just completely sucked, then at least you could speculate that, well, they might buy O'Brien out, maybe.
No.
All right, let's look at some lines for the NFL. And we can do some college football too, but... your Thursday night game, a thriller, Fitzmagic against Gardner Minshew. Jags -3, over-under 47.5.
First glance, it's always tough for me on Tuesday. My first glance is I like the Dolphins. This opened at pick,
yeah,
and is pushed to Jags -2.5.
-3 now.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, I don't know what caused that big of a move. Other than people just buying into the Jags. So,
and if you're doing that, good luck to you, sir.
Yeah, I don't think the Dolphins are that bad. And I think they're gonna get better. So yeah, I'd probably be with you there, although I don't have a play on this yet. Raiders +6 at Patriots.
I think it's the Patriots. I think it's a bad spot for the Raiders. Coming off that win, it's Patriots for me. Probably, you can almost lock it in as a play.
Short week Monday night to noon game on Sunday for the Raiders off a big opening win in their own place.
I think stylistically, it's a bad matchup.
Yeah,
too.
Rams +2 at the Bills. This is a damn good game.
Really is a good game. It's an under for me. These are two of the best defenses that we've seen so far this year. So I don't know if I have a great feel on the side yet, but I definitely like the under.
I would lean Bill under 3, which is what it is right now, but if it got to 3, I probably don't have a bet on this game, but if I had to, I would that's the direction I would lean. Your beloved Bill O'Brien's +4 at Pittsburgh.
Four seems like a good number for the Texans.
It kind of does.
It's going to be a no play for me, but if I had to play right now, I'd say Texans.
Agreed. Niners -4 at Giants.
This feels like a trap.
It kind of does.
I want to take the Giants because, everything's broken on the 49ers side of things, but it's a stay away for me just because I have no idea what these teams are going to look like. Who's gonna suit up? I don't know.
Yeah, I want to take the Giants, but they were all out to cover against a team without, that I'm not that impressed with. And
without
no Saquon.
Now.
Yeah, for a whole game.
Yeah, no thanks.
Titan -2.5 at Minnesota.
Titans.
Yeah, I think I like the Titans here, especially at that number. Washington FC +7 at Cleveland.
I mean, the only thing I could, what's the total?
44.
Yeah, I'd go under 44.
Yeah, I would lean Cleveland here just because this is the kind of game where they'll they should have covered against the Bengals too, but this is the kind of game where they cover against a bad football team and everybody keeps up, but oh, well, the Browns might make the playoffs and then they get crushed when they play somebody mediocre. Bengals +5.5 at Eagles. Boy, can't believe the Eagles are giving 5.5 to anybody right now.
I can't either, but if I had to play it, it'd be the Eagles. Yeah. I kind of like over in that game. Was it 46?
46 is the number, yeah. Yes. You don't like Jose Burrow. Bears.
Well, I like Jose Burrow to put up some numbers. That's why I would like the over. I would need him. I don't think Carson Wentz is going to put over 46 by himself.
Bears getting +4 against your Falcons.
I mean, obviously, it's hard to pick either one of these teams right now. I've liked what I've seen out of the Falcons on offense enough to think that they'll be able to get away from the Bears, and the Bears don't come across as the type of team like Seattle or Dallas that has enough on offense to come back.
Yeah, I just think the Falcons' defense is so damn bad.
It's terrible, but is Trubisky going to put up 40 points?
Yeah, he put up, 27 against the Lions. He can probably put up 40 against the Falcons.
Are the Lions really that different than the Falcons?
I think they're slightly better, yeah. Especially defensively.
What I do know is the Falcons have a legit offense. They're going to score.
Now, yeah, they are going to score points.
Can the Bears keep up with them is the question. If I had to bet this game, my bet would be no. But I don't want to put money on the Falcons.
Yeah,
right now. Even though the Falcons were a winner. If you bet on them last week, they were a winner.
Yeah. But
Cowboys won the game, but Falcons betters won that game.
Yeah, it just feels to me like it's too easy to bet the Falcons. Like they're begging me to bet the Falcons here. And you're right. I know the Falcons can score, but I can't do it. I can't put a dollar on them.
All right.
Jets +11 at the Colts. Boy, I can't touch the Jets, but 11's too much for me.
Yeah, pass on a team like the Colts like that. I'm with you. I'm not putting money on the Jets.
Panther +6.5 at Charger. I want to take Charger here, but I don't know what's going to happen at quarterback.
What's the total in that game?
44.
Under easy.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. Lions +5.5 at Cardinals. I'm done giving the Lions any credit. And right now, I like the way the Cardinals are playing inside a touchdown.
What's that number?
5.5.
Yeah, I'd probably go Cardinals there.
Tom Brady's minus
what's
six.
What's the total in that game?
54.5.
Well, that's a big number.
Yeah, it is.
I was hoping you were going to say like 51.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's one even bigger number, and I don't know that it should be. We'll get to that in a second. Tom Brady's at Denver. -6.5.
Yeah, I've been watching this line. I'm waiting for a 7. If I see a 7, it's Denver.
Yeah, I agree. Cowboys +5 at Seattle.
Give me Seahawks.
Yeah, I like Seahawks, but did you see the total in this game? 55.5. Now, I know they're both coming off big scoring games, but do you think...
Seahawks also have a lot of injuries on defense. 55.5, huh?
I feel like that's too high, because I do think that this is going to be a different type of game pace than what we saw. I don't think anybody's getting up, 25 points on them and then having to throw.
I want to say that opened... like sub 50. I might be wrong. Hold on. No, I guess it did open high. 55.5. Oof.
Packers.
That's a big number, man.
Packers +3 at Saints. Total 51.5. I think I like the Packers, especially. I know it's in New Orleans.
I like the Packers too. Don't feel bad about it. That one opened. That was a look ahead. Saints -6.5.
Oof.
That tells you how much the Saints are respected right now.
And the big game, Chiefs +3.5 at the Ravens. 53.5.
I'm not betting it at 3.5. Yeah. If it were 3, I'd bet the Ravens. If it goes to 4, I might look at the Chiefs.
Yeah, I agree. So there you go. Those are your early NFL lines. I don't have any. I don't have anything that I've already bet like I did last week when the Ravens -6.5 opened and I just hammered it. But
I wonder how different that Ravens Chiefs game looks than it did, you know, a year ago. I mean, it's nice when Monday Night Football has the best game.
Yeah.
But that game last year, 33-28 at Arrowhead, Chiefs win. I don't know how different it is. That's going to be a great game. And it's at Baltimore this year.
Yeah.
But Mahomes threw for like almost 400 yards in that game.
I think he's going to have a harder time this year with that secondary, but I can't wait to see the matchup.
And they were up. I'm trying to find the game. I feel like they jumped out to a huge lead and the Ravens came back and made it a game. It was 23-6 at halftime.
Hmm.
And then ended up being 33-28. So it was 30-13 going into the fourth. And the Ravens outscored them 17-3 in the fourth quarter. Couldn't quite get the comeback. But, yeah, I'm not sure who I like in that game, honestly. No turnovers in that game, too.
Interesting.
Yep. All right. You know what else is interesting? Texas Star Grill Shop. I'm telling you, I didn't know what I was doing with my grill. I was a sucker, baby, because I had an old school grill, and I still have that old school grill sitting. I need to get rid of it because I don't use it anymore, and it's heavy duty and all that, but it's just not for me. I got a Pits and Spits, the wood pellet grill, one of the hottest grills on the market. They've got them in stock now. They're finally starting to build some inventory because most of the year they've had a waiting list on these things, and they are badass. The controller's badass. All of it is badass. I'm just telling you, it's great quality, great performance. You're going to be happy with it. I'm totally happy with mine. I did have a little problem with mine. Guess what Texas Star Grill Shop did? They came out and they fixed it for me. They're going to take care of what you order there. Traeger, Kamado Joe, they've got it all, baby. Get out there, find what you want. Design an outdoor kitchen if that's what you want. They're opening a fourth location in October. Stay tuned for a grand opening announcement. Get yourself a grill that lasts during the fall sale. Free delivery and assembly. Stop by and see it. Houston, Katy, Spring, or online. TexasGrillShop.com.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. I'm looking at some of these early college lines. Not a lot jumping out at me. I'm kind of interested in your Army getting 14 at Cincinnati.
I don't mind that. I Army's one of those teams that you never want to, I never want to back as a favorite. I don't hate it getting 14.
Yeah, and I'm not so sure I'm buying into the Cincinnati hype this year. So, and Army's played, which I think is a big advantage.
Tell me, how many points am I getting with Mississippi State against LSU?
16.5.
I'll wait and see if I get a 17. Yeah. I might like that at 17.
I agree.
With LSU having a lot of COVID issues, they're under a lot of scrutiny, and we don't really know what they're going to look like, and people are just assuming, oh, that's LSU. They're going to kick everybody's ass. And Mississippi State, I don't think is bad.
And, you know, I think it's an interesting coaching matchup as well.
Yep.
I don't hate that. I don't know yet. Like I said, I know LSU's got a bunch of studs, but they've also had with their best receiver opt out, and they've turned over almost the entire roster. So
give me a a total on Texas and Texas Tech.
A total? I will do that. How about 70 and a half? I could see Texas doing that.
I could probably go over 70 and a half.
Yeah, I could see Texas doing that themselves.
What's the number like right now for Arkansas State against Tulsa?
Arkansas State minus 2.5.
That's bumped up. It opened at minus 1. I like Arkansas State in that game. I guess I'd probably still like them if I can get it inside of 3.
Right now you're getting it inside of 3.
Yeah.
UL Monroe minus 9.5 against UTEP.
What's the total?
47.5.
Under.
Under. Georgia minus 26 at Arkansas.
Georgia.
I don't see Arkansas getting any better anytime soon.
What's that Florida State Miami number at right now?
11.5 Florida State.
I think I'd take those points with Florida State.
I think I'm with you on that.
I mean, especially coming off what Miami just did. Like, let's slow down the hype train. Yeah, in a rivalry game, yeah, I'd take Florida State plus all those points.
I'm real tempted to take Kansas plus 16.5 against Baylor. I know Kansas is awful.
Ooh, that's tough.
But
that's
Baylor hasn't been able to play. New coaching staff. All the reasons I was going to bet against Baylor last week, the only difference is I felt like Houston is much better than Kansas.
Oh, I got a good one. Give me the number on Troy BYU.
Troy plus 14.
Give me Troy.
Okay.
Give me Troy solid.
All right. Yeah, I like that number. Let's see. Who else you got?
I was going to like Notre Dame, and then their game got canceled or postponed. It was like minus 15.5 or something like that.
Yeah.
It's Wake Forest. I would have liked Notre Dame, but it doesn't matter now.
Bama minus 28 at Missouri.
That's a pass. Especially, it opened at 21. If you're betting it at 28, you're not playing smart.
Texas State 17.5 at Boston College. It's an intriguing number.
It is.
Outside of 17.
Yeah, no thanks.
Let's see. Mississippi State LSU, we talked about. West Virginia plus 8 against Oklahoma State. I don't think West Virginia is very good, but if
I'd take West Virginia before I took Oklahoma State here.
Iowa State minus 2.5 at TCU.
That's an interesting game. I think you can make a compelling argument for either side, depending on what's your number at now?
2.5.
I'd say probably at 2.5, I'd probably like Iowa State. If it got to 3, I'd probably like TCU.
Yeah, so. I think Iowa State's got a little bit of an edge already having a game, even though they lost. But I think they lost to a really good team. And TCU's had a lot of COVID issues.
Yep.
So, at 2.5, I like that. One of your favorite teams from last year, Liberty, minus 6.5 against Florida International.
Give me Florida International. I'd probably want 7 before I played it, but I that's what I'd be looking for.
Kansas State plus 28 at Oklahoma.
Like I said, I'll take Oklahoma if they play at 28.
Yeah,
I don't think they play.
You're probably right. Florida minus 14.5 at Mississippi.
Minus what?
14.5. I don't know if Florida beats anybody by 14 points.
I don't think so
points.
Either. Yeah, if I had to take that, I'd probably take Ole Miss. What's the number on Georgia State Charlotte right now?
Georgia State minus 2.5.
I'll take Georgia State.
Okay. And Central Florida minus 27 against East Carolina.
I can't take Central Florida. You can give up 27 points.
No, I
don't want to bet on East Carolina though either. I'm not looking to get it. I'm not looking to get involved in that action.
And
who wants that in their life?
UAB minus 6.5 at South Alabama.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I mean, what's the total on that? Because I'd probably like if the total's around, give me 47.5, 48. I'd probably play under that.
47.5. It is.
Okay.
So there you have it.
What was the other game I was going to ask you about? Oh, what's the number on UH in North Texas?
University of Houston minus 22.
That seems like a lot.
It does.
Especially North Texas has a game under their belt. They got their asses kicked, but they got a game under their belt.
Yeah. I mean,
high total?
73. That's too high for me. I might lean under there because I do think from what I've heard, and of course I haven't been out to see anything, but I've heard UH is a lot better on defense. Dana tried to run the ball a lot more last year, which I think he's probably going to try to do. And maybe, you know, if they can keep North Texas under control a little bit, that 73 under seems pretty good.
I'm not looking to bet UH early because they were such a bad team last year.
Yeah.
And I know they've had a lot of turnover, but I'm not going to just assume that all the guys that they brought in are working. Like, there is something to having building some chemistry. I have no idea what this team
actually,
is.
They haven't had that much turnover. They
brought in a bunch of transfers.
They brought in several transfers
that you assume are going to take over jobs of guys who sucked last year.
Theoretically.
So it is kind of turnover. It's not like guys left, but they're replacing guys.
But they've got almost everybody back. Like, their entire offensive line, except for the kid who got drafted, is back. Most of the defense is, like, their top 15 tacklers are back.
Yeah, see, that's
but they were all freshmen and sophomores,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so. And they were 4-8.
Yeah.
Like, so when you say, well, we got everybody back from this 4-8 team, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I know that's always the usual cringeworthy reaction, but I do think a lot of these kids that were freshmen and sophomore got a lot of experience last year, and now they're not necessarily going to have to be starters. So I think they're going to be pretty decent, but I'm not giving up 22 points in their first game, but I might lean towards that under, so... All right, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Hockley Dance is nasty out here near Cypress, Hockley-Waller area. I was looking at the Doppler, and it looks like we're getting another band about to crank up down Aaron's way and head this way. So,
never ending.
Yeah. Well, it is ending. It's going to end.
Eventually?
It's going to end sometime tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
Just keep up with our buddy Eric Berger on Twitter, and he'll keep you up to date. It's that simple. But yeah, we're still going to get some more rain here, and then tomorrow will be fine. Hopefully, it won't be in the places that are already flooded. And he did tweet out, if you're looking for a bright spot amid Beta's misery, we're increasingly confident about a pretty damn nice front coming through in 7 or 8 days from now. 50s, maybe, what his tweet says.
Ooh, that's nice. I'd take that.
Yeah, that would be cool. And really, just looking at the 10-day, it's all 80s and 60s, so I think we're past the death heat.
All right. Hey, good for us.
So again, just finding positives. Finding positives everywhere. I mean, we're still going to have some days where it's warm, but I think we're past the, it feels like 105.
That's half the battle.
Yeah. Well, that's half the year, unfortunately. And then Trevor was asking, so Falcons or no Falcons this week, why is this team so hard to bet on? Because you can't trust them. I mean, I'd lean that way, but I mean, they just can't stop anybody. And I mean, yeah, the Bears, I look at the Bears, they just don't seem to have enough offense to be able to keep up. But you know, I don't know. I don't know if the defense could stop Aaron playing quarterback right now. I can't read that name. Is it Richard?
Richard,
what's up?
Yes, sir, it's Richard. Thanks. Did you know that Matt Ryan, sorry to just go subject, has never won a road playoff game in September or October in his entire career? But I was going to ask you about Colby Covington's comments on LeBron. I thought that was quite comical. And then do you know the 5'8", 265-pound catcher Josh Ennis was talking about this afternoon?
I've heard of that dude. I think I heard Joel talking about him, too. I've yet to go and like find a picture of him. As far as Colby Covington, nothing's changed. The guy is what he is. He's a dope. He's a guy who basically is a shill for Donald Trump, despite openly admitting that he didn't vote for Donald Trump. He's using it to further his career, and it's worked. And he called LeBron a joke and then, went at him again, brought up Delonte West, called LeBron a spineless coward. And then, I don't understand why he thinks that's the answer for him, why he thinks that's going to get him further along in his career. Or get him the fights that he wants. I don't know. And it helps that his boss is a you know, is a MAGA guy too. But I don't know what else to say about him. He's a good fighter. I wish that he just wouldn't talk. But what are you gonna do?
Well, people say the same thing about me. So, except the good fighter part. All right, guys. Hey, if you ran up your credit cards a little bit during this Rona break, well, guess what? If you've got good credit, Lightstream can save you money with a low fixed rate loan. And it's a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You can start saving hundreds, maybe thousands, depending on how much debt you have. And Lightstream's fixed rate credit card consolidation loans start at 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. Lower than the average credit card interest rate, which is 19% higher in some cases. So think about how much you could save, 5.95 versus 19. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. The application is 100% online, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream really believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, and that is exactly what they deliver. How about this? Just for the Blitzers, you could save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
Listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. St. Patrick's, as a Saints fan, I never thought I would be debating if we would be better with old crab legs over Drew freaking Brees. Thanks, man. A.J.
It's something to think about.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's too early, but... You know, again, it's like it's kind of like with Watson. You're looking at a trend here now of about 4 or 5 games. And, you know, especially with a guy that old.
Yeah. And no one likes to admit that it happens to every football player. And people are like, well, nobody else is Tom Brady. Nobody else is Drew Brees. I got news for you.
Nobody else was Joe Montana either.
Those are just regular human people. I mean, I know sometimes they seem like they're greater than everyone, and they at one point they were, but at the when it all comes down to it, they get old too. It happens to everybody.
Peyton Manning.
Yep.
Broke down on at the end.
And it can happen in a hurry.
Yeah, it can. And at these guys' age, it's amazing that they're still able to get out there and play decent football, but they're not what they were. And I guess I would have been a little concerned when I heard that Brees was seriously thinking about retiring last year. But I know they had such a good team, he wanted to come back and take one more run. But, you know, I think that's you look at it and you're like, maybe you shouldn't have. I don't know. Hey, Aaron, I have a potential job for you.
You trying to tell me I'm not longed for this job?
Well, it's up to you. I mean, do you want to get paid $50,000 to explore U.S. national parks while drinking beer?
I thought you offered this job already.
No, this is a
new job.
This is a new one. This is Michelob Ultra.
Can I drink other beer?
No, it has to be Michelob Ultra. You're going to be a chief exploration officer, and you'll spend 6 months traveling through national parks in a camper van equipped with a bathroom, shower, and a fridge filled with Michelob Ultra Pure Gold Organic Light Lager. The camper van and gas money will be provided, as well as a salary of $50,000 plus expenses.
It's only for a year. Can I have my job back?
You gotta talk to AJ about that. I'm not really, you know.
I mean, I'll put ESPN stickers all over the van and everything.
I don't think you can do that.
I don't think so, dude. Sorry.
Hey, the main things we're looking for are deep appreciation for nature, the willingness to hike to a perfect photo op, and the ability to capture engaging content for social media. Oh, and a love of beer, of course, or Michelob Ultra. So that's a hard no?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Actually, I like when it's really hot and I go out for a run or something or a long bike ride, I do like, that's when I like a beer like Michelob Ultra or Coors Light, if it's just ice cold rather than water. I mean, it's, you know, I'm more of a beer guy than a water guy.
I mean, that's what we used to drink in high school because we were in high school and it was really light and you could down 12 of them without a problem.
That's true.
Going to Biloxi tomorrow and I'll be at a casino with a sports book. Any bets for tomorrow for the hockey game? I don't have anything. I'd lean betting the Stars, though. So, but I haven't checked any of the numbers. I spent most of the day on football. So, yeah, I guess it's football season. It's kind of the priority.
Yeah, understandable.
Hate to break it to you. Let's see what else I've got here. I guess we really haven't talked about Justin Verlander's arm blowing up for the year.
No, but it's not really a surprise. I didn't expect him to come back this year, and he's not.
I don't really blame him for trying because it's not like...
I kind of do.
Well, what difference does it make? If he had Tommy John a month ago, he's still not pitching next year.
If he had 2 months ago, he could have pitched next year. Depending on when the season starts, mind you.
Maybe. Yeah, but I mean...
But now...
Realistically.
Waited, and now he's never going to pitch as an Astro again.
Yeah, I don't think it matters. I don't think he was going to be able to come back at all next year. And I'm frankly fine that he tried because, you know, well, he's never going to pitch as an Astro again. Well, at least he tried to pitch one more time because it wasn't going to happen anyway. And yeah. And so... I mean, I don't fault.
I would have liked to see him. I would have liked to see him when it first happened. I think we all kind of knew what he needed to get done. I would have liked to seen him try and get it done, and then hope for the best. But
yeah, I
kind of get the other side of it. I get what you're saying. Like, you know, maybe he could have come back, maybe. But I'm of the belief that if you had a chance, because now the Astros are paying him next year anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, if he has Tommy John, I mean, it's almost,
you know, it's 12 months now.
Well, yeah, and but that's minimum is 12 months. So I mean, there's almost no chance in hell he was coming back to pitch next year.
He wouldn't have come back at the beginning of next year, but he could have come back and given you something.
No,
next season.
How? It's almost October.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think the season's going to start in April?
I don't know when the season's going to start, but I don't think you're going to be. I don't think it's going to be pushed this far back again. They might do another short one. But now you're hoping that that's the case.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's to me is a bigger hope than just trying to get back. So.
Well, great while he was here. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
You know, he's a guy that gave you some real hope. And he brought you a World Series. He'll always be, you know. To me, anyway, he'll always have a place as an Astros great because of what he did in the playoffs, and because he was basically the final piece to that puzzle. They never win a World Series if they don't bring in Justin Verlander. And it's easy to say it's because it happened, but they were not a World Series team because they didn't have enough frontline starting pitching. It was basically Dallas Keuchel and some guys.
Right.
And Justin Verlander put him over the top.
According to an article from last Wednesday on Sportsnet, MLB is still planning on spring training starting February 27th in Florida and Arizona.
All right. Good luck. But yeah, I think realistically... I know he wants to keep pitching, but I think if I'm him, I'd probably just say, you know what? Had to sit out an entire year. Maybe you come back as good. Maybe you don't. Plus, yeah. You're going to be, what, 39, 40?
Yeah.
Be 40? I don't know. So the other thing is apparently your man Ty Lue has emerged as a serious candidate for the Rockets job.
I've heard that. I'm not surprised. He's the guy whose name I kind of assumed would be up there, but I don't know that I'm in love with it. I don't know that I'm in love with that fight or with that hire
fight. What?
But I will say there is something to, you know, the people who said, well, he's only good because he coached with LeBron. I don't know that anymore because I thought that same thing about Eric Spoelstra for a long time and I was wrong. So now, Tyronn Lue's never done He hasn't done anything since then, so it's hard to say. But Eric Spoelstra proved that, you know, just because you've got LeBron James doesn't mean you're also not a good coach. So maybe he does deserve the benefit of the doubt, but he seems like a guy, and the reason why LeBron brought him in, because it's his buddy.
Right.
And there's people who are like, well, he stood up to LeBron. I don't know how much he really stood up to LeBron. And I don't know how much he'd really stand up to James or Russ. So,
and that's the thing. And as long as James is here, I don't really see much. I don't think it matters who they hire as coach. I really don't. Basketball coaches in particular, especially in today's NBA where the players kind of run everything, it's not like he's going to make a difference.
Yeah,
I don't think so. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Oh, I had some news for you about your Austin Peay guys.
Okay. Not very good at football.
No, they're not. And they've played 3 games. They've gotten 3 nice paydays. So guess what they're doing?
Getting another payday?
Nope.
Calling the season?
They're calling it.
I don't blame them.
They got a huge payout from Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. They were outscored 110-20 in those 2 games. The Panthers had a second half running clock. And and their coach resigned in July after he guided him to an 11-win season. And his resignation was due to conduct that is clearly contrary to the character and responsibilities of a person occupying the position of head football coach.
Oh, no.
And which negatively or adversely affects the reputation of the university or its athletic programs in any material way.
Well, I don't know what he did.
I don't either. But, yeah, they're done. Took their big money and said, all right, that's enough.
Well, I'll say Matt Figger, the basketball coach there, he would never do anything to besmirch the great university, Austin Peay State University.
Yeah,
Governors.
I don't want to speculate, but I'm sure it was something pretty bad.
I don't.
You win 11 games and they have that kind of statement, you screwed up pretty bad.
Yeah, you blew it, bro. That's too bad.
All right. Very quick break. Only one segment to go. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Uniform, dog, stop my best to doing.
Yep. She took it out, they started licking, rip my mind. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, we all know you got to wear a mask now, and you can either wear a mask or like and not be protected, or wear a mask and be protected. If you're going to wear a mask, you might as well be protected while you're wearing a mask. Hey, don't just pull a t-shirt up over your face. The Boomer Naturals 3-layer comfortable, breathable mask is perfect for just that. They come in sizes for adults, teens, and children, so it's going to fit. Fit's important. And they've also got the nano silver technology woven into the fabric, and that's going to block the tiny drops and particles and viruses and demons from getting inside your nose and mouth. And we all want to be protected. They've got the neck gaiters like Fred likes to wear as well. And they donate a face cover for every order to charities and nonprofits helping people in need, like soup kitchens, Native Americans, or veterans. So they're helping people out. Order at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code Hoffman. You'll save 20%. Or if you're in a rush, just stop by CVS. They've got them at CVS as well. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Promo code Hoffman.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One last segment to go.
Did you say Danny Casper resigned?
Yes, he did.
The basketball coach at Texas State, who, if you remember, Jalen Shedd accused him of using racial slurs. So unless it's something else, that happened, you know, a couple months back. So either some evidence came out or he just got tired of it or I don't know what it could have been, unless it's something completely unrelated to that. Have you seen any?
According to this tweet.
Who tweeted it?
So Paul Livingood II tweeted it. Of course, Dez retweeted it. And the actual statement says, Texas State Director of Athletics Larry Tice announced he accepted the resignation of head basketball coach Danny Casper. Tice also announced that Terrence Johnson would serve as a men's head basketball coach for the 2021 season. The university will not be making any additional statements.
Okay.
Well, that's not good. Hey, quick plug for Soccer Matters tonight. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Glenn Davis, the greatest soccer person on the planet. He's got a goodbye message from the former Dynamo Albert Elise, who is off to Portugal. His guests also include Houston Dynamo defender Adam Lundqvist, U.S. men's national team legendary goalkeeper Tony Miola, and a recap of U.S. players in Europe, including Weston McKennie, who became the first American to play for, is it Juventus or Juventus?
Juventus.
That's what I thought. Yeah, this you can listen to Glenn. He'll get it right. This past weekend, alongside the likes of Cristiano Ronaldo, that's coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, right here on ESPN 97.5. So please check it out. All right, let's do a little Hey Man Bleep That. Join me. Okay, I'll go first. This is one of those things that I'm kind of getting tired of. Like YouTube videos where people go nuts when their team blows a lead. And I don't know if you saw this, but a guy wrote a resignation letter as a Falcons fan after the loss. And of course, it goes, you know, people write stories about it and it's all, you know, goes viral. I'm just kind of tired of all this. You know, do we really care that you're bummed out that the Falcons blew a lead and you're now resigning as a fan?
I mean, who cares?
Exactly.
This is what, it, like, just like I tell you, your football team doesn't care if you go out and buy a bunch of gear and shirts or get tattoos. They don't give you a discount. Like, they don't care about you. Just like they also don't care if you stop being a fan of their team altogether. It doesn't affect them whatsoever.
Mickey Mantle won't pay your rent.
Look at you, Fred. Bronx hair.
Just another Bronx tale. And to that I say, hey, man, f*** that. All right.
You want to go, Aaron? Or you?
Sure. Okay. So I found out some really unfortunate news this afternoon. Somebody who I used to work with and, of course, had a different station in this market, who was on the air in this market for several years, was diagnosed with cancer recently. Oh. And so she left radio a while back because she wanted to go and do something else and try to help the world. And then this came out of nowhere and blindsided her. So, of course, former station I was on, everybody, we've all like been tweeting out links to a GoFundMe because she was still going to school to, I guess, go into counseling. And then this happened. So she's now operating on basically very little to no income, I believe, and now has to pay for all this stuff. But I think this is the third or fourth person I've worked with in radio who's had a cancer diagnosis, and I'm really annoyed, not for me or anything, but for the entire world dealing with cancer. I mean, I'm tired of cancer, and I'm tired of it affecting everyone. People I like, people I don't like, it doesn't matter. I'm just, hey man, f*** that.
Yeah, I mean, this is, that's tough because it's, really, no one's immune. And I think what's happening right now is we're starting to get into, like, coronavirus has taken over so much stuff that you kind of forget that other stuff happens. Like, everything
else, disease is still out there. Cancer is still out there.
Everything else is still going on. So it's, you know, it's, I hate to say it, but it almost flies under the radar now. Because it's not the big news. And
some people aren't going to the doctor because they're worried about the Rona. And that causes some of these. I was actually talking to a doctor about this a couple days ago. A lot of people are just not going to the doctor right now. And they might get diagnosed sooner and it might save some lives. But, you know, it sucks. We've forgotten about everything that's not the Rona.
Mine is about the trend that is now becoming more than just a trend. Obviously, California, the most populous state in our union. But apparently, their population is on the decline or is about to be on the decline because everyone says they're leaving California to go to places like New York or Florida or Texas. Apparently, a lot of people want to come to Texas from California. And as someone who, you know, my wife is from Oregon, and they always complain about the people moving from California. And then they want to make whatever place they've got California.
Right.
I don't want California. I don't want Texas to start catching on fire. No. I don't want earthquakes here.
I don't want homeless to triple.
Yeah. Keep all your stuff in California, bitches. We don't need you here. So California, I say, hey, man, that. I do feel bad for them because all the fires and stuff, it sucks. But
well, you know what? They get fires. We got rain dumping on us for 3 straight days. Everybody has their problems. We don't need any more population here, though. I think we've said this before. Texas is full.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know where it's not full? Amarillo.
Yeah, you can go to
Amarillo.
You
want to move to Texas, by all means.
Move to Arizona.
Amarillo.
Midland.
Move to Midland.
Move to Nebraska.
You know what?
Here's, anywhere other than Texas.
Here's another idea. I don't think Oklahoma's full.
I don't think so either.
And
now, I don't want to tell people to move to Oklahoma. Yeah, that's just wrong.
That's horrible.
But I'm just saying, like, if you want to move to Texas, move here, but don't move to Houston, Austin, or San Antonio. Okay? Whatever else you do, I don't really care. Just leave those 3 places out of it.
Yeah.
Move to Brownsville.
Yeah, you can move to Brownsville.
Move to Laredo.
Move to Laredo, yeah.
That's a good one.
Del Rio's really nice. Go there.
It's not really nice, but yeah, go there.
McAllen.
Move to McAllen.
Yeah.
Harlingen,
good call.
Yeah. So there's wide open there, bro. Abilene. They got plenty of space, okay?
Just don't come here.
Don't come here.
Joe Rogan and Elon Musk can move here with their tax money, but other than that, everybody else in California, get out.
I sold my house in Austin. Move there if you want. I don't even care anymore. There,
no, you can move, you can move to Dallas.
That town,
you can move to Dallas. It already sucks.
I'm never going to go back and live in Austin. I can already tell. You know, when I visit there, it's not the place it used to be. So I don't care. You can move there. Just stay out of Houston.
Yeah, go to Dallas. You're not going to make it any worse.
Don't come to Texas either, because you're going to screw up all of our state elections.
That's true.
Too.
They give you votes.
Then they'll start voting for all these liberals and yeah. Okay. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Good job, Aaron. Good job, Hoffman. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll see if we can get through a show without mentioning Bill O'Brien or Deshaun Watson.
Or Matt Stafford.
Percent zero. Till tomorrow. Stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.